Hey you, I got a question for you. What are you doing in June? Specifically, the 10th to the 14th. Well, if you're wondering why I'm asking you this, it's because I've got my next Mexico retreat happening in Tulum in Mexico for 4 nights, 5 days this June. Now, this whole event will be like being my best friend because we're going to be hanging out in 5-star luxury. This retreat is all about embodiment. It's about rapid growth using transformational human design and at the same time, living in the lap of luxury. So spend 5 days with me in an intimate setting, discovering your purpose, sitting poolside, having deep conversations and connecting with like-minded people who will become your lifelong friends. And honestly, it's like being my best friend for a week. So if you're curious, it's important that you know if you join before April 22nd, you'll get 1 month free in HDX. And the next 4 people who join are going to get a free 60-minute unpack session with one of my extraordinary coaches. Sound good? Well, it really is that good. At the end of the day, I want to spend this time with you deep diving into your human design while having the greatest transformations and breakthroughs of your life. And let's be honest, probably mine too. See you in Tulum. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. Now, today I am so excited to have you here because we're just going to have a little bit of a recalibration. I've titled this podcast Check-In because there is so much going on in our lives at the moment, and I really want to share some of my own experiences that are going on and potentially help you to check in and maybe recalibrate as well. So before we get to that, I want to say thank you to everyone who's reached out and left reviews, especially these type podcasts have been so well received. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I feel really blessed to have the opportunity to bring human design to all of you, to this community, in a way that I feel is really simplified and puts you back in the driver's seat. As you guys know, it's my opinion that way too many people are overcomplicating it. They are putting too many rules and dogma in place, and it's really stopping all of you and me from really aligning ourselves to our own truth and becoming our own guru. So I really appreciate all that feedback. And I do want to say on that note, please do not blindly trust anything or anyone when it comes to human design or anything else for that matter. One of the most powerful things we can do is be someone who questions everything, and not in an unresourceful, annoying way where it's our ego just stopping us from stepping out of our comfort zone. I mean, okay, so I had a client recently, one of the mastermind crew, reach out because she had read a post that basically said that all types cannot do anything until they've been initiated by a manifestor. Not true. Not true. You know, I see posts all the time that are these type cookie cutter. If you're this type, then this means about this specific thing about you. Nothing. Nope. Not true. We are all uniquely beautiful, perfect, well, perfectly imperfect, just the way we are. Now, type, and I'm going to reiterate it again, was something that Ra Uruhu created from his, let's be honest, low vibrational mind to sell the product of human design. Okay? So, this whole cookie cutter, if you're this type, then this is who you are, is total bullshit. It's specifically why I've created the type podcasts and why I have the type panels in the membership in HDX. It's the Human Design Experience, and I always call it the membership, so I'm going to start calling it HDX. And this is why I've created them, because I want you guys to stop moving yourself from one freaking box of dogma or conditioning and putting yourself in another. You know what's true for you, not someone else, not me. You know, one of the things that I love doing and love teaching, especially in the mastermind, because I have so much hands-on time with these people, is empowering others to ask better questions, to, you know, support each other, to uncover the way their strategy works or the way their authority feels or whatever it is. Like, we've got the structure. Human design is this beautiful structure, okay? It's like, you know, I actually heard recently on a video where Karen Curry Parker and Richard Rudd were talking about it. And I think it was Richard that said he perceives that human design is the masculine. It's the structure. It's the strategy. And the gene keys is the feminine. Like, it's contemplative. It's, you know, you spend time with it. Now, I think this is such a beautiful way to look at it, because your human design, the way I love to talk about it, it's like a treasure map. And this treasure map is going to show you how you can be more you and experience more flow and magic and manifestations of the things that you love and resonate with and are a part of your purpose and all those great things, okay? And I really want you to understand that if you are not the driver of your own reality, and you're using your human design system just as a map, it's not who you are, it's just a map, okay? Then you're just moving from one set of conditioning to another. So I encourage you so deeply just to, anytime someone says, well, because you're this type, you have to do that, challenge it, try it on. Maybe it is true, but maybe it's not true. As you heard in the type podcast, there are so many similarities between types. However, exciting news coming up for you. I'm just about to start doing an authority, similar to the type series, an authority series. And you're going to see that if you're that sort of type or if you have that authority, you're going to listen and you're going to be like, yeah, that really resonates. And then there's going to be other bits that you might not even notice because it doesn't resonate. And then if you're one of my HDX members, then watching the panel with three people and the authority panels are going to have four people because I want to try and get each type, then you start to see how there are commonalities and yet there are these uniqueness between each of them as well, okay? So I really, really, really want to encourage all of you to ask yourself, is this true for me? All right. Now, I'm going to touch on this piece again because one of the challenges that we have is that we can't tell the difference between what's a trigger and what's our truth. Okay. And this kind of brings me into this recalibration piece that I want to talk about today. You know, how do we know when something doesn't feel right for us, and that's the correct thing, and we do walk away? And how do we know when it's not? You know, I get this. I had another example of this recently where a manifesting generator said, you know, I just want to dump all that I've done. I just want to dump it because this thing over here, this feels good. This is the thing I want to invest. I just enjoy I could do it all day. And I asked a number of questions and I was like, oh, well, tell me about that. What did you create with that? Who did you become? What was your favorite thing? What didn't you like? Got super curious about it. And what about this thing over here? You know, this one that feels so good. And she's like, oh, it just feels so easy. It just feels so easy. Okay. Now, this could go one of either way. Either she's hit jackpot or she's avoiding something she's afraid of. Now, I also have, you know, for all the thousands of hours that I've worked with people now, I have a strong intuition. I knew that she was running from something over there, that first pile of the things that were her business, how her business had grown and changed and evolved and moved. There was something in that pile over there that she was scared of, that she was afraid of. But this thing over here, well, that looks really easy because that was simple and she loved doing it and she's a manifesting generator, so she has to do what lights her up. But I could feel it. And if I could feel it, she could feel it, that actually she was really afraid of facing something over here. And she was. She was really afraid of facing the things that she had to do to grow her business. She was really afraid that this particular program that she'd invested in herself, she was really afraid that she was going to have to turn up and do all that work. And then what if it didn't work? Or what if it did work? My God, then what? She'd have to do so much work. So she had created all these really unresourceful stories. And then she latched onto the human design, which so many of us do, like my hands up here, guilty, I've been there, latched onto her human design and said, well, it doesn't light me up, so I'm just going to go over here to this easy thing. That is resistance. That is trigger. That is not your truth. Okay? We really have to learn the difference between our trigger and our truth. We really need to learn to get super honest with ourselves. We have to know how to access our unconscious mind. Because let me be honest. If you say that you want something in your life and you don't have it, it means that you don't want it on some level, that it's safer not to have it than to have it. And this is why we really have to learn to get super honest with ourselves. All right. So how do we do this? Well, let me talk a little bit about this recalibration. All right. We're living in a world right now, and let's be honest, 70% of the global population have an open head and ajna, where people are thinking about things that don't matter. And they're thinking a lot about they're spending a lot of time in these fear belief systems. They're thinking about their opinions. They're thinking about what other people are saying. They're thinking about things that actually are not moving our world forward. You know, there's a lot of, distraction tactics going on right now. There are so many distractions already. Our phones, our lifestyle, the media, social media, you know, like we are constantly having our attention pulled away from us. And that in itself is really, really detrimental to our well-being. But we're in this world right now where everyone is kind of like running around, banging into each other, trying to work out which side of the fence that they sit on and what they think about that. And if 70% of us have open ajnas, let's be honest, we're not going to be able to settle on one thing, okay? We are not going to be able to settle on one thing. And we might even have the courage, and I do mean courage, to see the world from everyone's point of view, all right? And I invite each and every one of you to do that. Instead of making people wrong, like the mainstream media are making people wrong for their free will, for their choices, I invite you to stop making people wrong and get curious. Get super curious about someone who has a differing opinion. Because what we're experiencing in the world right now is so in alignment with this new paradigm, right? But as long as people continue to stay in fear, they listen to the mainstream media. Let's be honest, they are not telling you the facts about anything. They never have. I've worked at both of the bloody two of the three free-to-air TV networks here in Australia. They are a business that is selling you something. The news is a business. Whoever gets the most ratings wins. They get the most ad dollars. The end. They are not telling you the truth. And the thing that we are moving towards this new paradigm, and the new paradigm says that we are all going to be individualistic. We are going to be abundantly supported resourcefully. We're going to live in this place, this time of intimacy and freedom. Freedom, people. We cannot get there if we don't choose those things inside of us first. We must choose those things inside of us first. So, this is a time of recalibration, all right? And I know for me personally, like, I am absolutely becoming a different human. I have gone so deep into learning. I've gone back to, I've been into, back into Robin Sharma. If you don't know Robin Sharma, I love him. Into Jim Fortin stuff. Love him too. Then I've also been, diving into David Hawkins stuff. Lots of mindset, lots of spirituality, and the Gene Keys. So the thing that's going on that I'm feeling in me and I can see in the world is, like, we're being invited to recalibrate. We're being invited to divest our energy from the distraction strategy that's going on in the world, because it really is distraction strategy. Divest our energy from fear, persecution, blame, all of those low consciousness things. And this is a time where we are literally living through change. So let's recalibrate in, okay, who do I want to become? What is the identity I want to step into? Look at your design and say, what is true for me? You know, one of the stories, and I think I've already shared this on another podcast, but one of the things that one of my members said to me recently, on one of our live calls, he's like, "Oh, I've renamed my incarnation cross," and I'm like, "Sweet, let's all do that." You know, I feel the same way about my cross. Like, I'm the cross of planning, and you know, there's so much heavy emphasis on the cross of planning about structure and tribe and, you know, creating these institutions and learning and mind. And I'm in the quarter of mind, right? However, the thing that really, really sits so deeply for me is mastery, is harmony. You know, it's these things where that's what's true for me. I want to build, but I want to build everyone. Like, I want to teach everyone to fish. I don't want to just give them fish. I want to teach them how to fish. So I get to choose what's true for me when it comes to my cross. Nobody else. And this is the time that we are all really, I really want to encourage you to start to recalibrate. All right. How do I do that? Emma, you're banging on, but how specifically can I recalibrate? Well, number one is, I would highly suggest that you put some solid boundaries, like detox from social media and put some solid, or any media, and put some solid boundaries in place. So what do I mean by that? Detox. On the weekends, I am not touching my phones at the moment, not even for my mastermind crew. I might on Sunday. If I put my phone down at lunchtime on Friday, I don't pick it up till Sunday afternoon. And the other thing is really tight boundaries. Okay. So again, not on my phone, not doing any work until the very minimum 8 a.m, not doing anything after 7 p.m. at night. You've got to understand that if you have, especially if you're one of us that has the undefined head and ajna, you really need to be conscious of what your attention is on. And if you get down an Instagram hole, then you are literally conditioning yourself, and you're filling your head with lots of really unresourceful, unsustainable stuff that you are then going to have to deal with later. All right. So this is the first thing. Start recalibrating by disconnecting, detoxing from your phone. Okay. The next piece, go to bed early. Get some really good sleep. You know, I love Robin Sharma. I have read his books years ago, well, at least The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. Great book. And then a few years ago, he launched, I'm sure there's other ones in between, but the two that I love is The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari and then The 5 a.m. Club. And I've just started reading The 5 a.m. Club again. I've reinvested in my 5 a.m. mornings, getting my time back, getting my space back. And it's really been a massive catalyst for me becoming a new human. And it hasn't been easy because whenever we change our habits, I was always a really early riser. And once we got out on this adventure, it's kind of, I can't get up and disrupt people. However, I've now learned that they will sleep through anything and everything and I can be quiet enough. And so this is the thing that I want to say to you is that we also have to take full responsibility, okay? So the world that we're in is chaotic. We cannot control the governments. We cannot control all of the unresourceful stuff that's going on right now. But what we do have power over is our internal certainty and building that. Our internal certainty means that we won't feel the need for external control, all right? So by going to bed early, get good sleep. Because you will automatically feel like you have greater self-worth, value. You'll have greater internal certainty. You will feel more stable if you have good sleep, all right? So go to bed early, get up early. And it's hard to get up early, all right? But just do it every single day. 66 days to embed a habit. That's what it's going to take you. And for me, I'm on to week 3. And I tell you what, around day 10, in the first 10 days, there's a hard point. And then around day 22, there's a hard point. And like this choice that I make and I want you to make, and it doesn't have to be 5 a.m. It's the things that you decide to invest in you and your time and your energy that matter. But this is worth it. It's been the catalyst for me diving back into a lot of learning. It's been the catalyst of me really hearing myself, hearing my guidance, hearing, you know, what is the next incarnation, what's the next evolution for me, for us, for my family, for the business. It's also given me time to vision and plan. It's given me the opportunity to take long walks and daydream, which is actually part of the way I manifest, is that I listen to music that really lights me up. And then I put myself in that moment where it's done and I literally am brought to tears. I'm so grateful that I've done it. I've achieved it. I've manifested it and I can live that. And I do it on my walk every single morning, every single afternoon. So in this time, I really want you to start to calibrate, okay? What else can you do to recalibrate? Well, you know I'm going to say it. Journal, journal, journal. Get into your journal and ask yourself better questions. If you feel challenged by what's going on in the world, ask yourself questions like, how can I increase the peace, my inner peace? How can I let go of judgment of others? How can I choose love over fear? Get into your journal each day. It is such a close and tight connection to source. You know, whether it's God, universe, source, your angels, whoever it is that you connect to that's listening and communicating with you, like your journal will support you through that. So ask yourself questions that are aligned with who you want to become, what you want to see in the world. You know, I ask a lot about peace, about inner peace, about harmony, you know, and there will be so many people out there who live in fear that go, well, you can't do that. You've got to focus on what's going on in the world. Nope, I don't. because it's all a freaking illusion. I invest in love, in peace, in harmony, in freedom, in abundance. That's what I invest in. And if I invest in fear, then how can I possibly teach other people to invest in abundance and love? And this is the thing. Like, it mightn't be the easy or even the majority choice, but who wants to be like everybody else? Not me. I certainly don't want to be like these people that are running around in fear, feeling like something out there needs to be controlled for them to feel safe. It's not true now. It wasn't true before COVID. You cannot control anything external of you and you're perfectly safe. But you just need to know that and you need to live it each day. Find those people that inspire you. That's the next piece. Find those people who inspire you and invest your energy in them, in their social media feed, in their recommendations. Work with them, listen to them, converse with them, anything, but be with the people that inspire and motivate you. And from a human design point of view, like, you're going to find that you know, just this morning I was listening to Jess Bubbico. She was doing a live and I freaking loved it. And it instantly inspired me to get on and do this podcast, or it also inspired me to write a blog post. It also inspired me to pick up another book. Make sure you're investing your energy wisely. Who are the people that inspire you? Who motivates you? Who do you aspire to be like? You know, for me, we all know one of my favorite all-time crushes is Francisca Rosilli. That's who I invest in. That's the Instagram stream that I'll look at. Otherwise, I'm out. You know, I'm not going to go and watch someone who's peddling fear or even, anyway, the point is, this is again you investing your energy and your focus and your intention wisely. All right, so what have we got to recalibrate? We have got you're going to bed early, you're journaling, you're asking yourself better questions, you're giving yourself a detox from social media. And you're putting clear boundaries in around your phone. Obviously, the next piece is meditate. Please meditate and gratitude. These are the two fundamental things that started to really, really shift my mental health when I was doing depression and panic disorder. Do it on the daily, okay? And set an intention that you're meditating not just for you, but for the planet. You know, I'm sending peace to myself and to the planet. Meditate and gratitude. Every single day, find three things that you're grateful for. All right? Invest. Okay? Now, the next two things I really want you to pay attention to is because I genuinely believe that we are shifting and changing. And if you're listening to the Transits podcasts, like, we are in this huge time of change. And the month, because we've already had to record October, because Jenny's away, I've got a little insight into that, into what's coming up. And there is energy coming for us to make real decisions about the new person we're becoming. The energy is going to be there in October for us to really solidify that. So now's the time to experiment, especially if you've got a defined solar plexus. Like, you need time. You need a few runs at it, right? So this is the time that you can start asking, who do I want to become? How do I want to serve? How do I want to turn up with my design? Am I consciously in my not self? Am I constantly in my not self? If I am, what am I doing about it? What are the different choices I'm making? Am I allowing other people to tell me who I am? Am I giving my power away to people? Or am I keeping the power? Am I discovering what is true for me? So this is a time for you to really be sitting into that place. And we are our identity. Our reality is not true. Like, we do not see the world as it is. We see the world as we are. and we're all being invited to shift and change. And we can either have the choice to become the people that someone else is telling us to become, or we can actually turn inward, let go of fear, invest in love, get curious about who we want to become and who that new person is being. What are they doing? You know, what do they have? Start to build a framework for who you are evolving into through all the things that I've shared today and so much more. Use your treasure map of your human design and ask yourself constantly, is this true for me? And what if it was true for me? And if you get something and you, like earlier I was talking about the person who, the MG that was kind of like, I want to do the easy thing. Remember, like if you have a defined sacral, you have to respond. Most of the planet has to respond. To let the universe guide you, let her give you the opportunity to respond or to give you an invitation or, you know, give you the 28 days you need or, you know, if you're a manifestor, like wait, let the universe move through you so you can initiate. And constantly ask yourself, what is true for me? And if I did that, what am I resisting? Always get curious. If something doesn't, inverted commas, feel good, you've got to ask yourself, am I really resisting? Get back to that journal, ask yourself better questions, and get to the bottom of it. Am I really resisting? Is this truth or a trigger? Because the more you clean your energy, the more you invest in you and you divest from the rest of the bloody mainstream, mediocre, fear-loving, addicted humans that I love, I adore, I would love to convert every single one of them, but that is one lesson I learned a long time ago. You cannot convert anyone who does not want to be converted. If you don't want to be like that, then what do you want to be like? Who do you want to be? Who do you want to become? How do you want to impact this planet? How do you want to leave this planet better than how you found it? How specifically can you serve? How specifically can you heal? What specifically is true for you? And how specifically can you align to your human design to guide you to be the most expanded, highest potential, loving, compassionate, kind version of you? All good questions. So, as I said, this is a time to recalibrate. Start playing around with who you want to become. Start investing, if you haven't already, in habits and rituals that are going to really serve you. Pay attention to the external clues. Who's turning up in your life? What's feeling like, oh, that's a good idea. What do you want to respond to? Notice the invitations you're getting. Notice how people and places make you feel. Pay attention to the external clues because the universe is always communicating with you. And stop thinking about it. All right? Stop thinking your way to the answers and start feeling your way to all the answers. And really enjoy the ride. And no, it's not always going to be easy, but it's so freaking worth it. All right, beautiful humans, thank you so much. I'm excited to have shared this with you. As I said, some great news is we're going to have authority podcasts coming up very soon. I've also got some really great guests to share with you. That's it from me today. I really appreciate having had you here and I look forward to having you on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. have an awesome day. Bye for now.